being here. And again, this is one of those instances where we're going to give everybody a few minutes to kind of get logged in and join the meeting, and then we'll go ahead and get started. I want to go ahead and start sharing my screen, and we'll get started here in just a minute. Okay, I think we got a few minutes. I hope everyone can see and hear me well enough. Everybody see the presentation this afternoon? Just give us a heads up if you can't see something or you can't hear something, just let us know. There are also the closed captions at the bottom, and there'll be a transcription included with this presentation this afternoon. Just want to let everybody know that this will be also posted out to the Civil Rights Office webpage. So you'll be able to access the video probably in the next day or so once we get it all edited and posted up. This presentation is also available on the Civil Rights Office webpage, and a copy of the draft DBE goal presentation, or the actual the document itself, is also available on the Civil Rights Office webpage. So if you have any trouble finding those things, don't hesitate, reach out, give us a call. Our contact information here in the Civil Rights Office is on the website. Or you can give me a call. My number is 907-269-0850. And we'll be happy to help you out and make sure that we get a copy of this or answer your questions. In addition, on the last slide here, we'll cover some of the other ways that you can submit public comments in addition to today's presentation and some of the questions that you might have. You can always email us. That email is also available on the Civil Rights Office webpage. Give it just a couple more minutes here, and then we'll go ahead and I'll just get started. Everybody see and hear me okay?
Yep, looks and sounds good, Aaron.
Good to go. Thanks. Here.
Okay. All right, with that, okay, I guess we'll go ahead and get started. If folks can trail in, then hopefully they'll catch us at some point when we can continue on the discussion. Again, this is the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities proposed federal fiscal year 2021 to 2023 Federal Highway Administration Disadvantaged Business Enterprise DBE goal public comment meeting. This is the, I believe, third one of these that we've done, and there's some revisions to the goal methodology that we've had in the past. So some of the numbers may have changed, but the methodology itself largely remains the same. It's just a matter of reanalyzing the data and recrunching the numbers to kind of look at the totality of the situation and the disparity study and what it presented us with, and how we present that in terms of setting the triennial goal in accordance with CFR 26.45. So go ahead and move to the next slide. So today's discussion, we'll talk a little bit about determining the overall DBE goal, race conscious and race neutral projections, and the public and your questions and comments, if you have those, and how to continue during the comment period to submit comments or ask questions if you do have them. Again, I want to say that the public comment period is open through May 12th. That's at 5 p.m. Public comment closes at that time. Okay, so determining the overall DBE goal, this is really a multiple step process, and largely it's based off of the results of the 2021 MGT disparity study and the data that study presented us with. And then taking that data and sort of putting it into a context and into a narrative that allows us to essentially set these DBE goals on federal highway assisted contracts. Key phrases and key terms here, I mean, are on the slide. It's there. And it really begins with the step one and determining the base figure. And of course, the one of the other key things to bear in mind with all of these calculations and all of the results of the goal methodology is we're considering those firms that are ready, willing, and able DBEs relative to the number of businesses that are across the board in the state that are, or in the market area, which is the state in this case, that are ready, willing, and able to participate on Federal Highway Administration assisted contracts. Like the slide says, the overall goal must reflect the level of DBE participation that would be expected absent the effects of discrimination. We'll get into some of that a little bit later on when we talk about race neutral, race conscious measures and things of that sort. So if you have questions on that, we can certainly answer those at the end of the presentation, or by all means, feel free to raise your hand or post a message in the chat. We can certainly do that too. So step one is to determine a base figure for the availability of DBEs relative to all businesses. So that's essentially looking at that microcosm of how many DBE firms are there and how many of those are ready, willing, and able to participate on the contracts relative to the number of firms in the entirety of the market area. So in the state as a whole. Step two is examine all available evidence to determine what adjustments, if any, are needed to the base figure to arrive at an overall goal. So again, take the information that's presented in the disparity study, use the calculations and the statistics that are presented there, determine your step one base figure, and then examine additional evidence to determine whether or not a step two adjustment is necessary. That's really the kind of long and short of it. That's the nuts and bolts. And the third part of this process is in establishing the either race neutral or race conscious split. Alaska being in the Ninth Circuit, we're bound by the applicable case law that follows there, Western States Paving versus Washington. So this state is considerably more complex for us and those states that belong to the Ninth Circuit than it is for some other states. That's one of the reasons that the disparity study forms the sort of first step process of capturing the data and looking at the statistical figures and facts that go into the goal methodology. So the step one base figure, again, is derived using the disparity study data, which captures 5 years of data basically between federal fiscals 2015 and 2019. This information is supplemented with our own records internal to DOT and PF and the Civil Rights Office. And we look at those calculations, look at those statistics and begin to calculate out this base figure. So federal regulations allow for using data from a disparity study to calculate a base figure for the overall availability of DBEs. And that's essentially how we arrive at this step one base figure. Again, the availability analysis from the 2021 DOT MPF disparity study accounts for both certified DBEs and firms that could, and excuse me, if I could talk today, firms that could potentially become certified as DBEs. Now, one of the things that we don't do in this goal methodology is we don't account for those potentials, because that's kind of a broad, that's kind of a broad category that we can't actually necessarily account for. There's, it's difficult to apply a statistic to that. So even though there's the potential for folks to become certified DBEs, we don't know how many firms out there could or will become certified DBEs in the future. The 2021 disparity study availability analysis yields the most accurate data. This is in part, again, the disparity study is something that's required by the Ninth Circuit Court decisions under 26.45, how state highway agencies and DOTs set their DBE goals. And it's incorporating a lot of data from a lot of different places, not only internal to DOT, but also external to DOT to in terms of like business licenses, business registrations, things like that done in Bradstreet. And if you have questions about the disparity study itself, feel free to look at the disparity study reports that are on the Civil Rights Office webpage. Those things, that report and the appendices that are included in it will give you a much better picture of the methodology and the legal ramifications and requirements of a disparity study. So at the end of the day, the process of setting our step one base figure for this triennial period of 21 to 23 for federal highway assisted contracts yields a base figure of 10.49%. That includes a weighted base based on the work type expenditures for the previous fiscal years. And you'll see that when you actually read the documents. And I'll post those in the chat here once we get further along and we start taking some questions. I'll make sure we get those posted to the chat. So the step two overall goal, this is also referred to as the adjustment, step two adjustments portion of the goal setting process. So we look at any additional evidence that indicates that we may need to make an additional adjustment to either downward or upward to the base figure. In this step, we look at the current capacity of DBEs and evidence from the disparity study on self-employment, anecdotal analyses that incorporate steps that were taken by MGT when they performed the disparity study, to determine what barriers there are to doing business in the state, both in terms of doing business with DOT and PF and access to capitals. Also look at geographic barriers. Obviously, we're a little bit different than some states in the fact that, you know, DOT and PF encompasses three significant regions. Those three regions obviously don't necessarily operate the same. So we look at those things and determine whether or not there's evidence to support making adjustments based on those things. We also look at the types of contracts expected and whether there's expectation to see major changes in the types of contracts that might be available for folks, DBE or non-DBE firms to bid for in the future. So based on all the evidence and including and accounting for the step one base figure, we make an adjustment for the overall goal. So an adjustment was made to account for the current capacity of DBEs to perform work. That yields an overall DBE goal of 8.28%. So this is what for the next 3 years between fiscal 21 and 23, we'll be looking to set our goals at is 8.28%. The next slide here. The third component, like we talked about a little bit before, is that race conscious, race neutral split. So we look at the disparity study and we look at additional anecdotal evidence to determine whether or not this needs to be a race conscious or a race neutral or a mixture of both race conscious and race neutral split between that goal for the overall DBE goal. So the evidence considered obviously includes that disparity study and the information that the disparity study presents to us. The non-goal analysis, so essentially the number of DBE firms or non-DBE firms that were awarded contracts or subcontracts on projects or contracts overall without goals on them, and anecdotal evidence of discrimination. So we have to take into account whether or not discrimination may exist that we can't necessarily prove in a statistical sense. This also accounts for relevant case law. Again, referring back to Western States Paving in the Ninth Circuit court case that essentially requires DOT entities or state highway agencies within the Ninth Circuit to perform a disparity study to begin calculating this goal. And we also look at past race neutral participation. So we look at what the percentage of achieving the goal would be if we did not have a race conscious component. So absent the effects of discrimination, what percentage of folks actually did get contracts, or what percentage of firms did actually get contracts there. So after reviewing all of this evidence and looking at the calculations and the anecdotal data that was presented to us in the disparity study, DOT and PF proposes a final race neutral, race conscious split of 8.28% race neutral, 0.0% race conscious. So that is the ultimate conclusion of what this methodology is saying, and all the factors that are included in it, and all the calculations that were made are included in that goal methodology document, which I'm going to link here in just a few seconds. That really covers the creation and the sort of process of this goal methodology to work through it piece by piece. So I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next slide. This is the portion where we're happy to entertain and answer questions. I'm going to go ahead and hop into the chat real quick, and I will post and link those documents that I was referring to, including the goal methodology document itself. Again, if you do have additional comments after this presentation is over, or you read through the document and you see something that requires comment or you feel it needs to be documented, those will be entered into the record if you send a written comment to that email address, or you can send it to the address listed here on the bottom of the slide. Again, this public comment period ends on May 12th at 5 p.m. So I'm going to go ahead and link these documents now. If you do have questions, go ahead, raise your hand, and we will take questions, comments.
Aaron, looks like there's a question from Tim.
Indeed.
Tim, go ahead.
Hi, Aaron. I had a question concerning that last slide where you were talking about the race neutral versus race conscious. It seems that prior to this current triennial that we did have one area which was shown as race conscious. Is this aspirational going forward as 0.0, or does this reflect any of that previous information?
Okay, Tim, to answer your question, that the FHWA portion has been aspirational, race neutral, even in the preceding periods. The goal methodology there, the 2018 to 2020 goal methodology, it's still race neutral. I think what you're referring to is the FAA race conscious component on FAA projects in Northern Region. Those we're also working through doing a update to the FAA goal methodology at this time, but those had a race conscious component. FHWA component goal methodologies have been race neutral for at least the last two goal methodology cycles. Does that answer your question?
It did. Thank you. I did confuse that. I appreciate the clarity.
Sure. Any other questions at the moment?
Hey, Aaron, there's a question in the chat.
Can we go into a little more detail on the results of the disparity study? I'm new to reviewing the report, so I was hoping to get more insight into the tables and charts. Quite frankly, I can go into a little bit of detail on the results of the disparity study as it applies to the FHWA goal methodology. I can't speak to exactly how MGT did their methodologies and calculated those things. Those things are included in the disparity study report itself. If there's a specific table that you're looking at, we can certainly look at that table, or you can feel free to get in touch with us at some point, Anna, and we can go through that and maybe try to answer those questions for you. But ultimately, those questions would be answered by MGT because they were the firm that actually completed the disparity study. Probably not the ideal answer that you were looking for, but that's the honest answer that I can give you at this point. In terms of, I'm not sure which table you were referring to.
Hey, and two, Anna, just to back up with what Aaron's saying, I'll go ahead and copy and paste your comment from the chat, and I'll send it over to MGT. Then I'll CC you on that email as well. If need be, MGT is pretty available whenever we call to answer some of the questions from the study. Just with our office personnel, we usually don't speak to their study just because it's, you know, just the way the process is and disparity studies and that kind of thing. But I'll definitely copy and paste this now and get it sent on to Andreas from MGT. Aaron, you got another question there from someone named Noble, looks like.
Right. I have a question. I'm pretty new at this, and I didn't quite understand what you meant by race neutral.
Okay, the race neutral and race conscious component is dictated by the stipulations of CFR 26.45. Sarah, if maybe you can help me and kind of break down the race neutral, race conscious component, or at least break it down perhaps better than I can in the sense that a race conscious component means there is a strict DBE goal that is set with each contract. In a race neutral environment, that DBE goal is not necessarily, it's aspirational, it's not necessarily required. There's still a process to document the good faith effort for a contract that's under a race neutral component, but it doesn't necessarily require a DBE participation on that particular contract, provided good faith efforts are met.
Sure. Yeah, that's pretty good. I'll just offer a couple points of clarity here. The overall department goal or the proposed goal of 8.28% is not an aspirational goal. It is a requirement that we meet that goal, but we are stating that we can meet the goal through entirely race neutral means. A simple way to describe, to differentiate between what that means is that if a project has a race conscious component to it, it will be advertised with a DBE goal. And in order for the potential low bidder to be awarded the contract, they have to either meet the DBE goal or show that they did a good faith effort to meet the DBE goal. So the good faith effort is reviewed for sufficiency. And in a race conscious program or a project that is advertised with a race conscious, that might state somewhere in the letting what the overall departmental goal is, but the particular project is not advertised with a goal. So while we still do evaluate the prime contractor's use of DBEs on the contract, and we still look at all the same paperwork, we still evaluate the good faith effort, we are not evaluating it for sufficiency, we're evaluating it for content. And then some additional definitions can be found in the CFR, and they're pretty short, so I can go ahead and read it. A race conscious measure or program is one that focuses specifically on assisting only DBEs, including women-owned DBEs. Race neutral measure or program is one that is or can be used to assist all small businesses. For the purposes of this part, race neutral includes gender neutrality. I think that answers your question. If you need more clarity, feel free to let us know.
Okay, I still didn't quite understand by reading the summary, it appears that minorities and women are at a disadvantage and that they should be considered, considering like getting financing, insurance, and oftentimes the contracts are too large for us to bid on or to handle. So wouldn't that be considered, considering that we are not able to get the kind of financing that a larger company or corporation would be able to get? So are you saying that to be race neutral or neutral on this, that you don't have to consider minorities or women?
No, it's just a method of implementing the program, essentially. And those considerations that you mentioned were taken into account in the disparity study, specifically Chapter 7, anecdotal analysis. The very points that you just brought up are covered in the disparity study. And we incorporate that into the step two portion of the goal methodology. So we address some of those areas. But in our analysis, we didn't find that participation levels were at such a rate that we didn't find it necessary to include a race conscious component of the program in order to meet our DBE goal. But that doesn't take away from the implementing of the program and the helping of the DBE firms. We still do all of that.
Just to kind of echo what Sarah's saying there in terms of what your question is reflective of is the actual absence or evidence of discrimination, in that those things are all determined by what the disparity studies analysis shows, and those documents again are available on the civil rights webpage. So the disparity study kind of breaks down and analyzes and defines the methodology that is used to determine whether or not a race conscious or a race neutral component is necessary based on the existence or absence of discrimination, if that sort of makes sense.
Thank you.
Okay. I thank you, appreciate it. And I appreciate everyone and their questions. I'm happy to take some more questions if anybody has any. Also, if I could, if I could get everyone to post in the chat with your full names and maybe the firm you represent, or we have to track this stuff because we do report it back to FHWA when we do these public presentations. We do report these things back to USDOT. So if everybody could post in the chat with your name and maybe what firm you represent or what entity you belong to, that would help us out tremendously. Just so we know who actually was here today. So we appreciate that. Again, I do want to thank everybody for being here today. I know it's the springtime and it's, well, currently sunny here in Anchorage, and I would assume we would all love to be outside, but I appreciate everybody being here with us this afternoon. Does anyone else have any questions off at the top of their head, or is there anything that we can provide? Again, I did link the actual DBE goal methodology present, the PowerPoint itself, as well as the two documents, including a comment form, which you can email to that dotcivilrights@alaska.gov or DBE goal methodology@alaska.gov. Okay, I'm not seeing any more questions. I'm not hearing any more questions. Nobody's got their hand raised. If no one has any additional questions, we can certainly hang around if anyone has any additional questions or concerns or just wants to take a minute to read things through things, we'll be here. Again,
Aaron,
like I said.
Aaron, this is Anna.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I did just squeeze one quick question in there. I guess with the, if people are new to the this report and want to reach out to DBE companies, do you have a database or what are your recommended best practices for, you know, optimizing DBE work?
Okay, the best thing to do to find certified DBEs, go to the Civil Rights Office webpage and you'll find a complete list of the certified DBEs for the state and interstate. Those sort of those firms that are certified in Alaska or through the Alaska Unified Certification Program, they're all on the Civil Rights webpage. And hang on just a second. I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll go ahead and I'll bring that page up and I will share that with everybody and show everybody exactly where to go to find that information. Any firms that are looking to find a DBE firm, that's the way to do it, is right here on the Civil Rights Office webpage. You can get to our page through the Department of Transportation, or honestly, most of the time I just Google it and Civil Rights Alaska and Department of Transportation, and it'll bring you right here. Bookmark it when you get there though. So if you go here to the DBE directory, you scroll down a little bit, you'll find the how to find a DBE firm. There's the entire DBE listing by alphabetical, by NAICS code. So if you're looking for a specific type of firm or type of work that a firm does, by work category. And then there's the DBE email list, as in addition to the professional services consultant listing and the ACDBE listing for those firms. So if you're looking for an airport concessions DBE. Anna, did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you, Aaron.
And while I'm here, I will go back and I will show everybody. So if you do need to go back to it, you can find all the information on the DBE goal methodology for FHWA right here. It's on the Civil Rights Office webpage home page under the home tabs. And then there's also the draft reports of the disparity study and the draft appendices. This draft will probably be updated here shortly. I think we have to do some updating to the webpage, but that form will also be available once it's finalized and completed. And those will be available in pretty indefinitely here on the Civil Rights Office webpage. So you'll always be able to access those things. And maybe if you're a firm that's not a DBE or you know somebody who's not a DBE firm and maybe they should look into it, they can always go to the DBE program page and learn what it takes to become a DBE or an SBE and what all the components all the components of the DBE program and the Civil Rights Office as a whole encompasses. So, all right, I'm gonna stop sharing that for a quick second. Okay, going back, any more questions, any more comments at this time? Okay, I'm not seeing anything. If somebody does have a question, just go ahead, raise your hand, or leave us a message there in the chat, and we'll answer your question. We appreciate everybody being here again today, and the comments and questions that we've got. If anybody does have any additional questions after we conclude the presentation this afternoon, don't hesitate to reach out, ask questions, send us an email, give us a call. We're available to answer questions. Anytime, we can just take that email and try to answer those questions as people get an opportunity to read through the goal methodology document itself or through the disparity study. Again, like in talking about the disparity study and the difference between the goal methodology and the disparity study, without getting into too much detail, MGT Consulting conducted the disparity study. So while those of us in the Civil Rights Office did review it and have read it, we didn't actually do the work there. So the work there goes and the actual answers to the questions in terms of the disparity study will go to MGT and they can answer those questions much better than I can, that's for certain. So, okay. Anybody have any last questions? Otherwise we will go ahead and conclude the presentation for today, seeing that we don't have any additional folks joining us and I don't have any additional questions. Again, like I said, Here in probably the next day or so, this presentation will be available on the website, and the presentation, the slides will be available as well. And the comment form is on this website. And you can always email the DBE goal methodology at alaska.gov. Okay. Well, again, thank you all for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Aaron.
All right. Thank you. Looks like we had one person join us here in just the last few seconds. Darlene, good afternoon. Were you just joining us? Okay. Well, again, thank you everyone for being here today. And like I said, the presentation and the video will be up on the Civil Rights Office webpage, and you'll be able to access that probably within the next day or so, just as soon as we can update the webpage. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and stop recording this afternoon. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it, and have a good day.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Bye.